The Ohio soybean checkoff's field leader crop tours rolling through about 40 counties over 4 days, scouting corn and soybeans and posting county results as they come in. Scouts found strong soybean fields with yield estimates climbing from 55 bushels in Henry County up to 60 plus bushels in an April planted field that got 1.5 inches of rain while they scouted, while corn showed mixed results, including one early field where hot, dry pollination weather caused jumbled kernels, tip dieback, and gray leaf spot. Bean fields planted back in mid-April and mid-May are still branching, flowering, and adding pods, so scouts say every new flower is stacking on more yield potential. The tour crew is watching August moisture and September weather closely, since a late fall could decide whether these fields hit their full potential, making this a good early read on what the 2026 crop might deliver. The 2026 Field Leader Crop Tour is underway, sponsored by Field Leader, a project of the Ohio Soybean Checkoff. The 4-day crop tour will cover roughly 40 counties across the Buckeye State. This article will be updated continuously as county results are gathered. The corn in Henry County had an even stand and was very clean. It was in the R2 blistering stage. The ears were 16 kernels around with 40 kernels per row and had an average kernel depth at this point. The population was 32,000 plants per acre. The soybeans we evaluated in Henry County were in 15-inch rows with an average pod count of 2/1/2 pods per node and 2 to 3 beans per pod. The nodes are approximately 2/12 to 3 inches apart. It was in the R3 growth stage. The beans were clean with no disease noted and only a little insect feeding. Overall, a very nice soybean field with a yield estimate of 55 bushels per acre. Given recent rain and what is in the forecast, it should have adequate moisture in August. September weather and the potential for a late fall will determine if the corn and soybeans both meet the current potential. The corn conditions were favorable because of recent rain. The field was planted in mid-May with some replanted acres and with some of the earliest planted in the area. The ears were 16 rows around with 35 kernels per row and had an average kernel depth at this point. The population was 40,000 plants per acre due to replant. The soybeans we evaluated were in 15-inch rows with an average pod count of 3 pods per node and 3 beans per pod. The nodes are approximately 2.5 inches apart. The soybean plant condition were optimal. This bean crop was the first planted in mid-May and is still putting on new growth, so it is adding yield potential with every new flower. The disease and insect pressure was low but had Japanese beetle and grasshopper damage present. Overall, an excellent soybean field with a yield estimate of 58 bushels per acre. The corn field observed was late planted in the beginning of June. The stand was consistent, but the crop is young at blister stage. Disease and insect pressure were not present. Corn was clean with good plant health. The ears were 16 rows around with 33 kernels per row and had an average kernel depth at this point. The population was 32,000 plants per acre. The soybean field was planted in mid-April, and though the canopy was a little short and the beans per node were lower, the plants had exceptional branching. The branching gives opportunity for more nodes. The crop was still putting on new leaves and flowers. The disease and insect pressure was low with some signs of spider mite feeding that was remedied by the recent rains and the 1.5 inches that came down while we were scouting. Overall, a good soybean field with a yield estimate of 60 plus bushels per acre. The corn crop had a uniform stand and an early planting date of April 21. However, hot and dry conditions during pollination reduced kernel set, showing jumbled kernels and tip dieback. Disease pressure was moderate with gray leaf spot lesions throughout the canopy, but there were limited symptoms of insect feeding. The ears were on average 17 rows around with 28 kernels per row and had an average kernel depth at this point. The population was 28,000 plants per acre. The soybean field had a uniform population and an early planting date of April 21. The pod fill is further along than other fields with similar planting dates. The disease and insect pressure was low with light Japanese beetle damage. The corn field was late planted and was between soaking and blister stage. The field looked healthy barring light northern corn leaf blight pressure. The ears were 16 kernels around with 34 kernels per row and had an average kernel depth at this point. The population was 29,000 plants per acre. The soybeans we evaluated were in 15-inch rows. The crop is at the pod elongation stage R4, so pods per node were difficult to assess. The nodes are approximately 4 inches apart. The larger node spacing shows a later planting date. The soybean plant condition was overall good. The field was clean with low disease and insect pressure and good plant health. The late planting date just reduces the yield potential. Overall, a good soybean field with a yield estimate of 50 bushels per acre. The corn conditions were optimal in this field. The corn was earlier planted and had the most filled out ears and had great conditions during pollination. The pitfall with this field was a significant amount of lodging. The ears were 16 rows around with 38 kernels per row and had an excellent kernel depth at this point. The population was 29,000 plants per acre. The soybean plant condition was ideal and was a beautiful field. Overall, an excellent soybean field with a yield estimate of 60 plus bushels per acre. The corn in Putnam County looked good. However, it had recent hail damage from a morning storm and shredding of the top leaves. There was no disease or insect pressure noted. There was weed pressure from water hemp. There was a little pollination issue noticed on a few ears, but not widespread. The corn had a population of 32,000 plants per acre. The ears were 18 kernels round and 30 kernels long with an average kernel depth. The Putnam County soybeans were in the R4 growth stage. It was a good-looking field, but young. It was planted June 3rd and is a 3.5 bean. It had a canopy height of 31 inches with node spacing of 3 inches and 3 pods per node and 2 to 3 beans per pod. There was no disease pressure and a little grasshopper damage noted. It was a good-looking field with a yield estimate between 40 to 50 bushels due to the late planting date and uncertainty of the weather to finish the crop. It has good potential. The Hancock County corn had a nice stem with good ear size. It was planted on April 14. The population was 34,000 plants per acre. The ear was 18 rows around and 31 kernels long with excellent kernel depth. The Hancock County soybeans were beautiful. It was a clean and tall field planted on April 15. They were planted in 15-inch rows. The canopy height was 46 inches. The nodes were 21/2 inches apart. There were 3 pods per node and 3 beans per pod. Overall, it is an excellent field with a yield estimate of 60-plus bushels per acre. The Seneca County corn was planted around May 20th. It was between R2-R3 blister milk stage. Given the development, ear fill was difficult to determine. However, those that were more mature had good fill. It had a population of 29,000 plants per acre. The ears had 17 rows around, with 37 kernels long. It had average kernel depth. Overall, a good field of corn with a yield estimate of 215 bushels per acre. The Seneca County soybeans were planted May 15. It was a uniform stand of beans. These were a 2.3 bean. Overall, it is a good soybean field, especially for the area, and has a yield estimate of 50 to 60 bushels per acre.